Parental discretion is advised.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man,
he better choose you.
War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Guys, we welcome Gina to the show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
So this War of the Roses does have to do with an ex, but it's not the typical, oh, I think his ex is trying to get him back type scenario, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Dan.
And why are we putting Dan to the test?
So he has an ex named Heather, and they dated for, you know, a long time, like a few years. And last year, she broke up with him. And even though we're in a relationship now, I don't think he ever got over her.
Okay, so a couple things. First of all, she dumped him, correct?
Right.
And how long after that happened did you guys start dating?
I mean, it was months after that.
Okay, and how long have you guys been together?
Since March.
Okay, so you put some time in.
Yeah.
And now you guys are a couple?
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like the only reason he's with me is because she dumped him. You know, like, we were at a wedding 2 weekends ago, and she was there, and he couldn't even be in the same room with her without looking upset.
Yeah, see, that's not good.
Especially because you probably got all dressed up, trying to look good for him, and the whole night he's, like, looking at her.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt. And it didn't help that she's still single and looks amazing.
What is this ex's name?
Heather.
Okay, so this War of the Roses is a test to see what? If he were to secretly choose Heather over you?
I mean, basically, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, question, what if he does? What if he does pick her?
I mean, I guess what we have is basically a lie.
Yeah, so this has the potential to get really messy then.
Yeah, I mean, I hope not, but...
Well, no, of course. I mean, I think we all hope not. But all right, well, let's put Dan to the test here. What we're going to do is we're going to offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants. And then you'll get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yep, absolutely.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Daniel, please.
This is Dan.
Good morning, Dan. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You're calling from who again?
The Visa Rewards Program.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users, and we reward those people with a little prize as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners. So congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm a winner.
Yes, yes, you were. And actually, if you have a few minutes, I can tell you about your prize.
Sure. Why don't you tell me about this prize?
So this month, the prize is flowers, and all of our winners are receiving a dozen long-stemmed red roses sent to them. The reason I called you is because a lot of the guys who won don't really want the flowers sent to themselves, but they're asking if we can send them to wives or girlfriends instead. So is that something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or would you just like us to send them directly to you?
Actually, you know what? I don't want the flowers. How about you send me the money instead?
Unfortunately, the only thing I'm authorized to give out is these flowers. So did you want us to send them to you or maybe to someone else?
Actually, I should probably tell you I know what this is.
You know what?
I know this is a scam. I know this because I used to listen to you guys when I was in the military. Isn't this the roses thing?
Actually, Dan, this is a roses thing. This is the Z Morning Zoo, and you're on War of the Roses right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, man. I'm sorry. I guess I kind of ruined it for you guys.
No, that's okay. You didn't ruin anything. In fact, since we're recording, let me give you a chance here to look like a stud here, since we haven't really finished this yet, and we haven't put Heather on with us yet. So she doesn't know that you know. So if we put her on, you could still say something like, I chose Heather, she's my dream girl, and all that, if you really wanted.
Did you say Heather?
Yeah, she's the one who wanted us to put you to the test. I thought you said you knew what this was.
No, I know what this is, but I didn't think it was Heather, though.
Yeah, Heather asked us to do it. So did you want to go through with the whole I want to give Heather my flowers thing? And you can still put her on if you want.
I mean, you can put her on there if you want, but I'm not picking her, though.
You're not?
No, she's my ex. I have a new girl now.
Oh, wow, this is confusing. Okay, so Heather is your ex, and she wanted to see if you would still send her flowers, I guess.
Nope, that's not happening at all.
Okay, hold on. Let's reset here for a minute. Clear the board for a sec. Forget that. You know this whole thing is a setup. Who would you pick to send the flowers to?
My new girlfriend, Regina.
So you would have chosen Regina over Heather then?
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's awesome, man. I bet she would be thrilled to hear something like that. Oh, wait a second. She's right here. How do you feel now, Gina?
I feel amazing. I feel so much better.
See, the thing is, Dan, it wasn't Heather that set this up. It was Gina. And I think we know the truth, which is even when you had the chance to slam dunk this thing with your ex, you kind of just proved that Gina's way more important than her.
That's what she is.
Well Aww, done, man. Good for you. How about a round of applause for Dan, everybody?
Yay!
I'm kind of disappointed that nobody got caught with their pants down. But you know what? I have a feeling you and Gina will catch each other with your pants down later tonight.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.